Message number 775. The Antichrist will be from the East, not the West. Friday, April 26, 2013 at 12:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the world is being prepared for the entrance of the Antichrist. He has been groomed by a number of powerful political forces to make his grand entrance. The Antichrist will be from the East, not the West, but will be loved, honored, and revered by both and in every corner of the earth. It will start as follows. The Antichrist will quickly bring about, with the help of the enemies of God, a war between two nations headed by two stubborn and powerful leaders. These wars will escalate and then will spill into other countries. When the threat becomes so serious that it begins to affect the most powerful nations, then peace negotiations will begin. Out of nowhere will step the beast. And with a skill that will impress the world, he will bring to an end the wars. He will have a powerful voice. He will be highly intelligent and will create an impressive charismatic image. His handsome good looks, charm, and sense of humor will be like a powerful hypnotic magnet. He will draw great praise from well-known world leaders and the media, and he will become a celebrity. His demeanor will appeal to business leaders, who will see him as being instrumental in creating wealth as the economies will begin to grow. So special will the Antichrist appear that nations will clamor over themselves to encourage him to visit their countries. He will be loved and will copy the last detail every moment of my mission when I walked the earth, preaching of the importance of love, peace, and the importance of unity among nations. He will be seen to create great wonders wherever he goes. This is not a man like any other. This is not a man like any other charismatic figurehead. His star will shine and glitter like no other before him. He will be seen as a figurehead of the one world humanitarian religion. The so-called success of this abomination will be attributed to him. Everyone will drop at his feet. Images of his face will be everywhere. He will be seen with the heads of many religious denominations. It will soon be said that people will be healed spontaneously in his presence. Through the power of Satan, he will be able to create acts which will shock many, and these will be deemed to be miraculous. By then, to the ignorant, he will be seen as the Messiah. He will then hint that he has been sent by God to save the world. Many, including those in the world who do not accept my existence, will be persuaded that this man is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Those who honor, obey what he asks of them, and who adore him will be infested with such evil that their souls will be sucked into a vacuum out of which they will find it impossible to extradite themselves. Those who know the truth of my teachings will recognize the deceit which is placed before the human race, and they will withstand this abomination. Those who say they know God and are practicing Christians will fail to understand my promise to return. When I come back, it will be to judge. I will never walk the earth a second time. For all their knowledge of my teachings, they do not understand what I said. I now remind them. I will not walk in the flesh. Any man who says he is a liar. Your Jesus.